Thank you. I'm Dr. Debbie Warner from Littleton. I want to tell you about what I did last summer as well. I did a study in the North Country. I asked people, what do you like about the North Country? And I listened, and what I heard is that we love the North Country. It's like a family member. It is not simply an exit on the highway. It is not just some place to go. It is part of our family. And so I'd like to describe the attributes of that family, our North Country, as we talk about a moratorium on the electric transmission lines, which specifically, most of our concern is the Northern Pass, specifically. These are the results of this study, the survey. I found that two-thirds of the people spontaneously said it's the mountains and forests that they love about the North Country. These are people who live in the North Country, as well as people who've come to visit and enjoy it. We also, the second factor was 50% of the people said they love the people. They love who is there. They love that they're familiar. They love that they know each other. They love that you can drive in a truck and you know the truck coming at you, know who is there. It's a very familiar place. It's a quaint place. It's where we live. It's our home. And for many, it's been the home for generations. We go down the list. There are many other things. Nature activities. I've got to be able to read this. Excuse me, Paul. Get my hair stuck. The quiet and quality of life. Local businesses, whom you know, because it's small, we know who we're doing business with, we know their character, we know their honesty, and we like it that way. Bodies of water, such as lakes and waterfalls, seasons, and the weather and history. We do actually like the weather. It's an attribute, even though it's about 25 below or 37 below various times this winter. The history, it's a nice place to live. Thank you. I'm rescued. Rick is, Rick is a commissioner in the North Country. These are very important things that we hold dear, and we look at anything that challenges, especially the topmost values of our love for the North Country, are going to jeopardize our family. It would be like doing things to our children or such. We're very protective. And so when you see what happens to the mountains and forests, when you look at the Northern Pass, specifically I'll be talking about that, as you know from the Appalachian Mountain Club, 93,000 acres will be affected by that. They've done the studies. They know exactly how many acres are affected. That's a huge amount of the North Country. This is an irreversible process. We need a moratorium for this. I will explain the second part of my speech is about our markets, a tiny little economics lesson, and I'm sure you've all read a lot about economics as well. We have four types of market. In the North Country, we have the external market. And as you know, in the external market, we produce services and goods. We ship them out, and outside money comes in. That's the mills. That's making furniture. Those places have largely shut down, and we have a problem with that. We have a small mill in Berlin, and some things are starting to come up again. But this is a very difficult piece of our economy, and it's usually a mainstay of most economies. The next market is the destination market. That's where people from elsewhere come to us and bring their money. We get to share the things we love. It enhances our love for the North Country as well as shares that with them, and then they help sustain our economy, and they leave their money with us, which is very kind. Thank you. We have our local market where we sell to each other. We sell groceries and goods and services and barbers and doctors and things like that. If there's money coming in from elsewhere, we have that to spend with each other. This market itself has been depressed very much because there's not as much money. Many of the grocery stores and such have shut down. The small convenience stores, it's really harder and harder to find a place to stop and get your goods. Then there's the drain market. This is something we need to be very careful of. That's when someone from somewhere else comes in, uses our resources, and the money goes out as well. And this is a terrible imbalance in our economy. And when we have someone from elsewhere using our resources, our mountains, our land values, our real estate values, and depletes them, and none of the money stays with us, that is an absolute drain market in our economy. This is why, both for the love of the North Country and the economics of the North Country, we need to have a moratorium on this. It is a one-way to a bad place to allow these transmission lines as it is to go forward, and so I rest my case with that. I have a, actually, I'm sorry, I'm not quite rested. I have a couple more minutes. We can put that down. Thank you very much, Rick. One thing about jobs, as you know, you've heard the jobs that are promised will be short-term. They have expert status. I don't think anybody said you're not very highly skilled. But they are fleeting. They will be gone within several years. In terms of the do no harm, there are other communities who, we don't blame the Franklin people. We don't hold any malice against you. But do no harm does mean that your advantage means to not disadvantage us and take away our well-being. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Thank you, Doctor. Oh, yes, Representative Murataki.
I just have a couple of short questions. One, did you do this research on your own, or was it sponsored by a group?
I did this on my own.
And my second question is, based on your research, then, do you feel that if the transmission facilities for Northern Pass go through as planned, do you feel that the area, the property values, and its people will be harmed?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.